Today is the 10th day of October 2008, a day of celebration here at the University of Healing as a graduate student takes her gown and her cap and her graduation certificate showing that she has achieved mastery in the art and science of mastery. So, today, before we begin our ceremony, Dr. Ellen Jeremini, who is the chairman of the Board of Regents, will read to us from the Song of the Spirit, which is the textbook used in the University of Healing and is used in the graduate work. And Ellen, what chapter are you reading?
I'm actually reading the prologue.
The prologue.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
The graduate course book is called The Song of the Spirit. This is what Christy has taken, this course, the graduate course. The prologue from this beautiful book is the following. What is the Song of the Spirit? The Song of the Spirit is the decision to look at life valiantly and to be all that life is. It is the choice of moving into the reality which is our pure nature and expressing it completely. There are so many times that we have glimpsed the spiritual cause which underlies all things only to have it disappear before us and keep us from enjoying its fullness before we even knew that it was there, offering itself to us. Now, in the Song of the Spirit, the guidelines for living a more full and complete life are revealed and spelled out in definite terms for all who are willing to act upon these principles. It is written as the textbook for the course of the University of Healing, Master of Healing Sciences program. It is written for advanced students in higher metaphysics. It will not be understood by everyone. It will touch the lodestone of all those who are unlimited in their thinking and follow only the great teacher within themselves. For those who still need a master or leader, Song of the Spirit will not fulfill this need. But for those who are truly limitless in their conceptualization of themselves, the Song of the Spirit is blissfully dedicated. It was not written for reader approval. The Song of the Spirit was written to express the author's unbounded spirit and to express his relationship with the universal presence and to bring this understanding to his students.
Thank you, Dr. Jeremy. Appreciate your contribution to our wonderful ceremony today. And today, we're going to present Christy Ugwebu, Christy Ugwebu, U-G-W-U-E-G-B-U, Ugwebu, with her Master of Metaphysics degree. You have studied at the University of Healing now and finished the undergraduate work and done so with honors, and we are very pleased to have you taking the programs of the University of Healing because you are a student that is one who is bringing great credit to the university, and we delight in your presence and we delight in all that you do and all that you are, and it is wonderful to have you here. Sit. This day is one that you'll long remember as the midpoint of your great studies here at the university in the University of Healing. You'll long remember it because you have put forth a great deal of effort in understanding who and what you are. And you've come to the realization that you are not a student. You are a revealer of that which already lies within you. And you are ready to go out and continue to reveal that which is within you in your world. Now, you have many professions. You have a profession of being a human being. You have a profession of being a divine being. You have a profession of being a professional nurse. You have a profession of being a professional auntie and many other wonderful professions. All of these are but the foundation for the fine quality being that you are. Now, wherever you go, you are a light unto the world because you are a living example, a role model of that which you believe. And what you believe is to be yourself and have fun. Now, this sounds like the simplest thing in the world. But we know better, don't we? We know that to be ourselves and have fun under all circumstances and to be untouched by the environment around us, to be untouched by the world around us, takes a great deal of awareness of who we are. Because we look out and we think that what we see out there, the world is forcing us to swallow. But what we see out there is what we have created by our own inner self. And so, it's about time that we lift the lid of the veil of sand, the veil of dust, the veil of confusion from our eyes, and we see the world for what it is, our creation, beautiful, whole, perfect at all times. You have proven yourself competent, capable, and industrious in doing this. And it's a very, very great honor to present you with your certificate today, showing that you have earned your degree at the University of Healing. And it is an earned degree. You have earned every inch of it because you have done all of the studies. And these are the same number of hours of study, the same number of hours of diligence that any academic university would require of their students. And you have done so beautifully. Your certificate, your degree reads, University of Healing. The regents of this metaphysical university, on the recommendation of the faculty of the College of Song of the Spirit, and by virtue of the authority in them vested, have conferred upon Christy Ugwewe the degree of Master of Metaphysics, with all of the honors, privileges, and obligations thereto pertaining. Given at Campo, California, is October 10th, 2008. Signed, Reverend Ellen Jeremini, Ph.D., Chairman of the Board of Regents, and Reverend Herbert L. Barley, Ph.D., Dean and President of the University. So it is with great honor that I present this to you today and tell you how much I'm proud of you and how much it means to have it be that way. So right over there is where they're going to photograph you. And now you think that this is what you have accomplished. You think that this is it. My dear, we're going to take your certificate away from you for a moment, and we're going to hand you the microphone and ask you to give a talk on what it means to you to be a Master of Metaphysics in the University of Healing. You can say thank you.
Thank you.
To be a Master of Metaphysics, I'll first of all thank Ellen Jemini, who is my proctor and my pillar of strength to let me go through this completion of the course. And Dr. Byre, who is the founder of this philosophy. It made a lot of difference to my life. initially when I did my graduation, I was aware of who I am. I am God. Then I managed to find myself into the rabbit hole, which is my spiritual life, part of my spiritual life. Then graduating, now in my master's course, I'm not only being aware of who I am, I've actually advanced from just mere awareness that I am God. And now I know whom I am really, who I am. I now know my original purity and integrity, and actually being it. It's not a matter of having a paper certificate, it's being it. Without this philosophy, I would not have been able to survive pressures and challenges in my work. And especially going reading these songs of the spirit is a sort of discipline in my spiritual life. I read it 3 times a day. It's not a paper exercise. I actually did modules on masters and academics. Looking at this philosophy and doing the course, it really brought into dim light that this philosophy is not just men talking about things, it's being it. One of my modules, that is science in healthcare, actually brought into dim light what this philosophy is all about. It made it so simple that being yourself and having fun is really being what you are. And unlike me, if you like yourself, you like everything. Everything's lost in place. I am a nurse by profession, but this philosophy had taught me that I'm whole and perfect. In my academic module, master's course, health in science in healthcare, the food we eat in the body, we don't need any medication because we have immunity, natural immunity in our system. We have natural analgesic in our system. And being whole and perfect is not just saying it. Philosophy, science came from philosophy. It's the divinity within us, which Dr. Bayare had made life so simple that even the drug you take is already in your system. However, I do not say people should not take drugs. If you can develop yourself, your inner awareness, who you are, you don't need it. But when, by some means, you have led yourself into a situation that you've led your relative world take control of your physical self, then you have to take it to augment the natural analgesic in your system. I take the stance of being who I am. I am God. I'm proud to say I am God because that is what I am. I am a living vehicle of the divine within me. Even the Christ said, "He who has seen me has seen my Father." And if I say I am God, I'm the vehicle of the living God. I am God. I live and walk from within. And that is what I believe. And thanks to Dr. Bayare, who had made it so simple. And he made it so simple is that you have to be, you don't have to quote him. Live it. You can take the principles, make it your own. However, people might go into the way of doing it trying to make money out of it. Dr. Byron didn't go for fame. He didn't go for the money. He could have made millions out of it, but he made it so simple that people can emulate, in fact, learn from him. He made it open. Even put everything into the internet free of charge. Made it so simple. However, people still think, oh, because it's so simple, people don't care. Assuming he said, oh, 1,000, people will rush. But this is, you see it, is there, it's open for everybody to enjoy. I think this is the best thing that happened to me. To know who I am. Not just being aware, in action. Now, I am now in the extent of the rabbit hole of my spiritual life in action. Not being aware, there's a difference being aware. As a master consciousness, how do I, as God, we take challenges? Anything, I'm the creator, I'm the created. It's amazing. Now, initially when I did my graduate course, initially, oh, I was so excited, running around trying to share with people. But as a master sees a master, you leave it. Everything is said. You don't even need to say anything to convince anybody. There's nothing to convince. There's nothing to heal. Everything is perfect. You see things with rosy eyes. It's wonderful. Well, I would suggest if people want to, let them see it for themselves. When you want to give people something, they think, oh, what is he up to? Now I'm enjoying it. It's not being selfish. I enjoy it. I be myself and have fun. It's up to people to enjoy what I'm enjoying. And thanks to Dr. Byre, Engelberg, who always sends the post, Sylvia, who is the dictionary of University of Healing, Ellen the Proctor, and my sister Sebu, who actually introduced me and always giving me moral support, and Henry, who is great, who is now taking over, taking as a challenge. I know. I'll hand you over. Share my certificate with you. You've done it already. You're a master already. You created yourself to come and join us today. Nothing happens by chance. Think about it. It's something, the inner happiness nobody can take from you, no matter any situation. There might be challenges, but that inner peace is there. Nobody can take it away from you. They're all illusionary. They'll come to pass. But the divine within you, nobody touches it. And that's what makes me tick. Thank you very much.
Now, my love, each one of these people has a short message for you, and they would like to share it with you now, and each one will introduce themselves by their full name and then say what they have to say. So here we start with Henry.
I'm Henry Breitenkamp from Margate, Florida, and I'm here this week, and I was very pleased to not only to be with all the monks that I've known to come to love, but also to meet Christy and her sister Sybil, and to learn so much from them, but most of all to learn how to say good morning in Daywo.
In Nigeria.
And so, you know, we're all on this journey together of being God. And I'm just delighted to know you. And I look forward to being on the path together during this time while we're here in this life. So the best of everything good to you.
I'm Ellen Yamini. I'm the CEO of the University of Healing, and it's a joy and a pleasure and an honor to see you graduating today for the Song of the Spirit, the graduate course of the University of Healing, an extremely beautiful and uplifting course. And you have done miracles by taking this course. You have revealed your original purity and integrity, like you said before. It's a delight to see how you live this philosophy and how you have taken this philosophy as your treasure, and how you are free in talking and sharing who you are. It's a pure delight. And I'm very proud to know that you continue your study and you have started the next course, and we have more to see and enjoy of Christy, the beautiful, divine, pure being. I love you.
Congratulations on receiving your master's degree.
Oh, that's...
My name is Sylvia Maria Entz, and I would like to extend my congratulations to you, Christy, for your certificate of Master of Metaphysics. And I am going to make it real short. I am just delighted to see how you tick, and I see you ticking on into eternity as the revealed master that you are. And I say I love you, and have fun being yourself and having fun.
Thank you. I am Sybil Agobwa, a sister to the graduate. Congratulations, my darling sister. I'm happy that you are really moving, flowing with light and life. It is in our blood to shine forth that which we are, and I can see you are really doing it. Congratulations. I'm carrying the message to everybody in Nigeria that Christy has done it again.
Nice.
It's wonderful. Congratulations. More grace to your elbows as you soar higher and higher in spiritual illumination. I love you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am Ingeborg Pufer. I know congratulate you, beloved Christy, having succeeded this great step. Because for me, this course, Song of the Spirit, is very precious, because it explains so many things in helping me to live a perfect life, a divine life, and knowing that I am God, God I am. And you showed it very diligently, and I know that you are a very diligent person, and you are right, you're very right in saying, I am God, God I am. That is a truth, and nobody can change it. It is a truth, it stays eternally. And you are an eternal being, and continue to bring your beauty, your spiritual self, all around the world. And everybody you meet understands who you really are. That you are not only a person and doing your work, but behind that work stands the divine Sylvia, Christy. I love you, Christy.
I love
Very
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Now, we should have the camera here so that we can take a picture of Rex wishing Christy love and blessings, and then we're all set there. So, Ellen, are you going to take a picture of Mr. Rex here giving Christy, and maybe love, little love there, our little miniature pin, mini pin. Love, come.
Daddy is too much down.
Ellen, yeah. Ellen, you can just get right down on the floor here and look up. Right down over here.
Like this.
Can you get them in? Back away.
Rex.
Rex, stand up.
Rex.
Come on, stand up.
Rex.
Up,
there you go.
Up, Rex.
Rex.
Come on, stand up.
Oh, that's perfect.
A good boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you are perfect.
Can you put your hand away?
Yeah, you are wonderful. Now, go over by Christy. Call him.
Yeah.
Come, Rex. Go by Chrissy. Go by Chrissy. There. By Chrissy. Yeah, she loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
Rex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Great.
And Rex, what do you have to say? You say, congratulations, Christy. I knew you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Now, Ellen,
yeah.
I'm going to give Christy a hug and a kiss and wish her well. And then we'll all come up and give her a hug and a kiss.
All right.
And then we'll enjoy some champagne here.
Right.
Now, Sybil, or you, Sylvia, take that certificate, please, and put it over on the buffet over here. Please, Sylvia, stop it now. You act like a child there, startled by a champagne bottle popping. Obviously, she doesn't do that every day. May I have you in my arms? You're wonderful, 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 wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you. Mm. All of our students are so kissable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, everyone, you may come over and greet the graduates.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just get in there. Now, okay, now do it again. Okay, great.
Huh?
Good, good. Super. Okay, now. Go ahead. Wait till they hide their face. I can't see it. Okay. Thank you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Think of us, please.